Mama, what would she be doing on those eggs?
Huh?
What would she be doing on those eggs? What would she be doing on all those eggs?
Say, what's she doing? Oh, she's sitting.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called a cluck or a cluck?
Yeah.
What's that?
That she would be making a fuss.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this. What do you call the bone like this?
I don't hardly know.
Children would take it sometimes and try to break it apart.
Well, it ain't the back, is it?
No, it's white meat.
Now, you know, Rose, my grandchildren. When Rose and him get that bone and break it in two, and they be whispering to one another, so let's do what? You know what they call that?
Do you ever hear wishbone or pulley bone?
Yeah.
What you say to do?
Wishbone. You know, sometimes Rose and him get the bone here of the chicken, that breast, that wishbone they call it. And they'll pull it so they're going to make a wish.
What would you carry water in?
I'd carry water in.
Uh-huh.
A jug.
No.
What would you get water from the well in?
Bucket.
What's the bucket made out of?
Oh, something made out of tin.
Would you still call it a bucket if it's made out of wood?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see them made out of wood.
They have a name for those wooden buckets. They used to call them something, I don't know.
What'd you say?
Something I think you had some when I was real small, and you called them something.
Huh? God, what did they call them?
What would you carry food to the hogs in?
A slop can.
Okay. And what would you put it in to feed them?
A trough.
If you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four
hogs.
Or for the food, you had three or four of these big.
Yep.
Thing to put it the food in, Mom.
What did they do?
The things that you put the food in, what you call them?
Slop cans.
And if you had, from the slop cans, you'd pour them into all of the...
In the trough.
And if you had several of those, you'd say you had several
hogs.
No,
several. Talking about the trough. You had several.
Several? What if you had several of them, or two of them, or three of them? What you feed the hogs then, Mama?
Mm-hmm.
What you call it?
Trough.
Well, if you had two, three of them, what would you call them? You just say what?
You'd say you had two or three.
So, yeah.
What would you fry eggs in?
A skillet. Frying skillet.
Okay. Do you ever hear another name for that?
No, I don't remember. I'm on frying pan. Actually.
How's a frying pan different from a skillet?
Well, the skillet has legs.
Mm-hmm.
And the frying pan just sits flat.
If you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
We'd put them in a vase.
And if you set the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you'd give everybody a...
A knife and a fork.
And a...
Spoon.
And nowadays, if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak. For them to cut their meat, you put out steak.